we start, yeah?
Is this a silly bugger? That's
before we start, I'd like to introduce to everyone swear jar, yeah? Swear jar.
It's evil.
You pay money into it every time you swear, right? For a minor swear word, it's 10 pence, yeah?
Yeah.
Minus a major swear word, 50 pence.
As
yeah?
In what?
Yeah.
Right.
The F
word, the C
word.
I've paid
a tenner in here. JJ Tenner, that's
right.
Me. So, I'm in the next week.
Right.
So, every word you say, you've got to pay.
Is why? Is there any reason?
That's not swear then.
I don't swear anyway.
We're in the vicinity of the music farm.
We're not going to swear then.
Can you
won't swear.
Tell us how much
what
certain words are
what? Right, minor swear words. Anything from shit underneath. The box is in debt to myself.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything
paper.
Under shit is 10 pounds.
Anything under?
What, like
yeah.
The C word?
So if I were to say
no, that's over.
No, not that one. The
that's,
other C
that's
word.
50p.
As in the stuff that
crap.
Comes at you.
Crap. Yeah, I'd give that 10 pounds.
all right. I don't care about this. It doesn't matter.
I'll just say oh poo all the time then.
Alright, anything.
You say screw
you. No, see, that's usually 5 pence.
Anyway, I think we get the idea.
And bottle, right, 5 pence.
Can you say fucking in bollocking shit bags?
That's like £2.
Hey.
Oh, you are, we've got it recorded.
Piss off.
Okay. Number one.
Right, we're getting this, aren't we?
We'll just
right,
play.
Has anyone got
yeah.
A pen? Luke, back.
Right, okay.
Anyway,
people.
Shut up.
Where
shut
does
up,
this
shut
money
up.
Actually go?
To the fund.
To the fund of what?
Charles.
Right, we're going to start.
The party, like, it's 1999. But it's not, it's 2006.
Why do you always ask me that? I'm ringing, and he's not here.
Hello? And,
no.
Theory. Yeah, well, everyone else is talking, so I thought I'd start it.
Hello and welcome to the Ben Marshall podcast. We have with us, obviously me, Luke Barrett, him,
Ashley Spare,
him,
Jack Gutteridge,
him,
Daniel Smith,
and him,
Mr. Ben Marshall.
Mr. Ben Marshall.
And?
AKA Prince.
And also known as Prince. Yeah.
And her.
Also known as?
Sammy Goo.
Who might? Who might?
I think we'd better explain
we're
why I've been known as Prince
of,
now.
We're suffering from the absence of John Crossley today because he's at home in bed.
Ew, you lazy bastard.
Hey, to John!
And,
John, if you're listening and you're still feeling a bit peaky, here's the best wishes from the guys down here at the podcast.
We're thinking about you, mate.
We've got to say
also,
thank
Chris
you.
Isn't here as well. What?
Oh, yeah.
Chris
I'm not sure where Chris is.
Chris
Brooks.
You know the one that doesn't speak?
Yes. So, we want to say thanks. Well, we've got to, really, to As Soon As Plausible podcast.
ASAP.
ASAP. Even though. Well, what do you actually think of it, John Jack? Say the truth.
He needs to get out more.
He said it. Not me.
Yeah. Well,
I've never listened to it before today, so. And now I'm going to get spammed on my MySpace.
All he does is spam people's MySpace with Photoshop things that he's obviously spent hours doing.
I must say, the ideas are there, but it's not.
Is it just him?
It's just him.
It's just him.
So he spends all his time doing just Photoshop.
I'm pretty sure he does, yeah.
He spends more time doing his logo than
he does
his actual podcast.
But does he do school?
Like,
does he have a job?
He's in university. No, it's quite funny because I said you need to get more people involved with it. He said,
yeah, that's
sorry,
what
I haven't got any friends that like comedy. I just thought, let's take away
up.
The light comedy, and I haven't got any friends.
Oh,
that's hard.
I'm sorry. Thank you for supporting our podcast,
yeah,
mate.
We love you.
Yeah, we love
yeah,
you.
Thank you very much. But it is rubbish.
It is getting better week by week.
With
better.
Your help, it will
yeah,
be
yeah,
improved.
To be fair, well, he didn't really take on board any criticism, does
no.
he?
No.
He just
didn't
do
just
anything. He just responds with... binge drinking and mass spamming of forums.
He's like me.
Boxes.
Okay, Dan's got a list of places where the podcast has been downloaded.
Earlier in the week, me and Luke and John checked out places that had been
downloaded. Shell's there as well.
Oh, sorry, an ass. It's like a little dormouse. If you don't make a note, he's there, you forget. So we've got quite a long list of...
places for what?
Place names where we have been downloaded.
Now wait there. Is this place names or IPs from
IPs? Which,
so this is actually IPs from the servers.
I'm not sure how accurate it is.
Instead of we're picking up some girl from America, is you're picking up a server based in America?
I'm not sure how accurate.
No, we're picking up servers, and they all just sort of like.
Because I'm pretty sure the server that I go to is picked up from Africa.
But anyway.
Sorry.
Well, I think our server is in the server that we're using is in Nottingham somewhere, so that's why there's
not.
This is
becoming a geek podcast. Let's stop talking about servers.
I don't understand.
Can we just read the names?
I don't understand. Anyway.
So basically, this is a service which we collected.
So first of all, Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, thank you very much.
Salt Lake City in Utah.
Oh, Salt Lake City.
San Francisco, San Jose, Mountain View, Palo Alto, Cathedral City, Palm Springs, California.
Blimey, that is quite a lot.
Puerto Rico. Now, is that Puerto Rico?
It's
in
not
the country
a
Puerto
name.
Rico. Or the city Puerto Rico, which is actually on the rank.
Why have you gone all the way down to the next one?
Do the next one.
Where are we?
Yeah. Where are we? We're in Kansas, not less.
So, Costa Mesa, which is Los Angeles.
Woohoo!
We love you!
Don't I read them out?
No, we don't like you.
Somewhere near
the subject.
Colorado, in Kansas.
Whose podcast is it? Right.
It's Luke's.
Where are we down to? We're down to Chicago, Guelph, in Toronto.
I'd say that.
Baltimore,
Guelph,
Philadelphia.
I think.
Newton. Sorry if I mispronounced
that. Boston.
Boston, woohoo!
Boston.
Puerto Rico.
Boston.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo.
Sorry, that's
and that's the actual place, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but it's because there's a country, Puerto Rico,
yeah,
and there's a city, Puerto Rico.
And these
country,
are not
which
made
is a
up.
Port in Spanish.
This is just where the service is.
Anyway, just get on with it, I'm getting bored.
So, country, not city.
Let's go straight to blah, 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 blah.
No, wait, don't miss them out.
John Crossley has actually made it!
Shut the door.
Oh my goodness, John Crossley managed to drag himself out of bed.
Is there any such thing as loyalty here?
No, this is John Gayo.
Left me standing there like a Larry Lona.
We did actually.
We're talking about the places which people.
And also, we've got Gollamer, Landsberg,
Knoxville,
Mansfield, Hull, Huddersfield, Peak District, Sutton in Ashfield, Norwich,
you know,
that's the
like song.
Milton Keynes, Cambridge, Stevenage, Luton and Chigwell,
Waterloo,
Winchester, Hartlepool, Yorkshire's National Park, Rochdale and Sheffield.
Right. Well done! Thank you, everybody!
We didn't do it
last time. Was there any reason behind that?
The reason is, if you're in any of those places, please email us and tell us you listen to our podcast, because we like that.
Jack,
we'd like to
know where you're from. Right. In fact,
for a start, boys,
we could give them a
for the new people that are here today, this is Johnny and Chris, the new people, we've got a swear jar system.
No, we haven't.
So, yeah, we have.
We
played the swear
jar. Put that swear jar away, you could.
50p.
Right. About 5 quid.
No, John Jack!
Keep away from the piano. It will just ruin
everything.
Okay. Couldn't be bothered with anything else, could you?
Yeah, no.
Anyway, moving on, because I'm getting bored and I've got to go in a few minutes.
Last podcast.
You've got like 20 minutes, Ben.
Last podcast, we ended on this question. Is Ben Marshall a clone of Dolly the Sheep?
No, because he's gone.
We've decided that he is, because if you listen to his voice.
Speak, man.
Speak.
What?
Speak.
I do not sound like a sheep.
Speak.
Chris has got the impression as Ben talking like a sheep.
Hello, I'm Ben Marshall.
Now, the similarity is there, isn't it?
Well, uncanny.
Just say the word bar.
Bar. My sister died a sheep.
It does work.
I think Ben is a clone.
Now, do not sound like a sheep. And I'm putting the accent on! Why? I do not sound like a sheep whatsoever.
Little Ben here does not sound like a sheep. He's a ram.
He's a ram.
A battering ram.
Shall we do our sheep song?
Just a battered ram, really.
Anyway, yeah, moving on. Gotta hurry up.
Dan Ashley and me did a sheep song, so who started it?
Oh, right, yeah, the sheep song.
Oh, sheep song.
Unfortunately, you can't see me dancing, but we'll do a video podcast so you can actually see that.
We need Ben to dance.
John can accompany
me. Okay, no. Stand up.
Stand up, Ben.
Right. Get the space.
Well, the sheep song, I can understand singing. But why does Ben have to dance
because
when no one can see
it? You need to see it.
You just need to see it.
Yes, exactly. You need
to see it.
To
animate it.
We've put it on the same reason that Chris Paul's on radio. If you saw it.
Bear with us. Use your imaginations, people.
Okay.
So,
before we start, imagine someone hopping about, spanking some sheep.
Okay,
and
so.
And that's what the dance
okay,
is.
Okay, so.
Oh, I've dropped my bomb.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Okay,
it's time.
Video podcast will reveal those moves.
Right, it's time for the old, a new feature. Ask Ben.
An old
seems
new.
Out.
An old new. How can it be old and new both at the same time?
New feature.
Retro. Is that old and new?
Ask Ben.
You get retro clothing. It's old style, but it's made new.
Exactly.
Retro clothes.
So they're
new clothes. So they've just been made. They've been made to look like old clothes.
Right, it's a retro.
So it's a retro feature.
It's a retro feature.
Don't eat that sandwich.
It's an old feature with a spice of newness.
Newness.
We've added some paprika, we've put some gravy
right.
Salts
Coriander.
In.
Get on
gravy
salts.
Sudan
1.
Bit of chicken.
Nice
some OXO cube and bring to the boil. So it's
no,
time
ginger.
For Ask Ben. Ask Ben!
Yeah.
Ask Ben!
Ask Ben!
Ask Ben!
Do we have a drum roll for
yeah,
every
do
question?
Do
bum,
do
bum, bum,
oh,
bum,
someone
bum,
go and do
bum,
drum
bum,
roll.
Oh, me.
Ben!
No! Not of you, Ben!
Asking you, so you can't do the drum roll.
You see, look, I guarantee you, John Jett does it, it'll be more subtle.
Right,
guarantee it.
Okay, drum roll for the first question. The first question is.
That's rubbish.
Is there a god?
Is there a god?
Is there a god?
I think in some people's minds there is.
No,
it depends. No, in my opinion, I do think there is a god.
Why?
Why? Because I think that all these natural disasters and stuff, all these
actually,
natural
the
disasters and stuff, are partly man-made. But I do think there is a god behind them.
They're not actually man-made if they're natural disasters.
No, sorry, they're not. that is a good point.
That partly man-made.
I don't know. It depends how religious you are.
That partly made hurricane.
That tsunami, was actually John Prescott jumping in the sea.
Let's be fair. That hurricane. New Orleans, actually, that just loads of people with
hairdryers. Yeah.
Mass hairdryer.
That's
really quite mean.
Yeah, anyway.
Sorry,
anyway,
maybe
on next question.
Next question. Drum roll. Are physical objects really coloured?
Physical objects.
Really
good. I don't understand the question.
Okay, Ben.
Is this chair actually green?
Is
that box actually
green? No, they're not. Because according to science, it's the way the light hits the object, and it's
got
like,
nothing to do with it.
It has actually.
It's about
I can remember something to do with science.
Ben.
Science, where it's not.
Are you trying to get the argument that they're not coloured? They just absorb different coloured lights.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they're not naturally coloured, are they?
No.
Oh, but are they though?
Yeah.
It could actually be.
It's
science
just
could have got it wrong.
Of
science could have got it wrong. And
no.
This is actually a red chair. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's absorbed.
So, in the means of science,
do you know what? You want to know something that I think about? How do we know that's red?
I mean,
it's
our
reckon that's green.
Red. Exactly. You could think if you brought a guitar that's green, that red chair would be green to you.
From the
sunlight,
and that green box would be red.
Yeah.
On the
and
frequency.
The blue would be.
And then
orange.
The colour blindness would mean.
Then
nothing.
Colourblind people would be really fucked, wouldn't they?
Well, I suppose that's actually everything.
Oh, so I don't believe in swear jars.
I'm colourblind. That's Ben, right?
Yeah, it's
Chris
blind.
Is colourblind.
I'm colourblind.
Are you?
Yeah.
What colour is that chair?
It's red.
What colour is that box?
What box?
Oh.
What colour am I?
Am I?
I was completely blind.
There is another box.
No.
Anyway, moving on.
Chris, this is really...
Navy.
That's blue.
Chris, this will really throw you.
Yeah, it's navy blue.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's like when you said navy, I thought that's not great.
Right,
great.
Next question.
Next question.
This is good.
It's not.
This will really throw you. What colour is Ben's hair?
Shit.
Sort of a diarrhea sort of.
Okay.
Thank you, Ashley. Yeah.
Next question. What is meant by the truth?
We didn't hear that.
And stop spitting on me.
What?
What is meant by the truth? You don't have to hear the question, you just don't have said it.
I didn't even hear the question.
Yeah, you're hey there, go!
What is meant by the truth?
Right, shush.
What is meant by the truth?
Stop it!
Oh
can't
my
help it!
Do that. Yeah, do that.
I need brum mic right for
no, just brum bunch. Every time Luke says something, do that after him.
Oh.
Okay.
No,
what is meant by the truth?
When
he says truth, what do you think that means?
I don't understand!
It's not a hard question. To you, what is your concept?
Stop it! Right!
Somebody remove John Depp from the drumstick!
For example,
is attacking him with the drumstick! It's just turning into madness!
It's an instrument you can play as! Oh, he's failed at the cowbell.
Dropped his bottle.
Can we move on? Because I don't understand that question.
Right, no.
Give me the stick, Jack.
What is meant by... As in, a concept of truth could be the facts and nothing but the facts. Or it could be what
your
people...
Your
interpretation of facts.
Imagine
or
doing an essay.
Or
this is getting too complicated.
So what is meant by
or
the truth, then?
What you
oh!
want to hear.
What is meant by the truth?
What did you
say?
What is men by the truth?
What is men
that's
by
why
the
it
truth?
Didn't make sense. My hearing is so rubbish. Well, we're all laughing simply because John is sending you to madness.
You're all gay. Pack it in!
Sorry,
my
hearing. I thought you said, what is men by the truth?
Why would it say, what is men
I don't know. In my mind,
I
was thinking, what the hell does he mean?
That's a Freudian slip, that is. Men on the brain.
Hi, Ben. What is mint by the truth? What is mint by the truth? Well, I'd like soft mint.
Yeah, right, moving on.
So what,
hello, Ben. What is men by
sometimes
the truth?
Sometimes I have
I
two mints at the same time.
Somebody get John Jack away from anything they can get a sound with.
Stop talking over people, isn't it? Right. It's like, why would you get it? Hello,
get
Ben.
Off the
what
piano.
What is men by the truth?
What is men by the truth?
I quite like George Jonathan Ross.
Oh. Jonathan Ross is the men's truth.
Anyway, moving on.
The point is, you still haven't answered the question. What is
when
to by the truth?
What is men? How? That was extraordinarily loud.
Ben, you're getting distracted. Focus.
Right, focus. Everyone shush.
Shush! When something is factorically, that is a new word by
factorical.
Me. Correct.
Oh, you had a look go and
word for the English language as well.
You had to go and look for saying funnier wasn't a word. You just come up with factorically.
I mean, factorically.
Correct. Okay?
That's your answer to your question.
Yeah.
Factually correct.
That would be a good answer if you hadn't used a word that doesn't exist. Yes.
Right, okay, next question.
Yeah, Ben, it's factual.
Oh, I've just got a quick question for you. Ask Ben quest.
Drum roll. Next question.
You don't need a drum roll. Roman cowbell.
Stop it.
No more drum rolls. No more cowbells.
We're being banned.
Right.
No. Don't you play. You don't have an idea if you're not willing to follow it through.
Don't play anything apart from drum rolls. Stop now. We don't need a drum roll now. We're not asking a question.
I was.
Go on then. John's asking a question. Okay. Drum
roll. Quiet.
Is it possible for a word that you can say not to exist?
Yes.
How?
But how does it have meaning?
If you just said factorically, and you give it a definition.
If you said that to
someone
else,
surely that word exists. But if you look at a dictionary, it doesn't exist.
If you said that word to somebody else,
it's in word limbo.
I don't get it. My brain's fried.
If
I'm
you
not
say
intellectually
if you just go up to someone and say factorial, what does that mean? They'll go,
doesn't exist.
Factorically.
That's not a word.
He's arguing about how the word's pronounced now. He's just made it up about 2 minutes ago.
I think what's going to be happening very soon is that Ben will be arguing with the editor of the Oxford English Dictionary.
Oi! Why is factorial not a word?
Factorically!
He's still arguing factorically.
Anyway, moving on. This is boring.
Moving on.
Another question. How many times do you mess with yourself a week?
Like Luke does, but...
I'm not answering that question.
At least 4 times a day.
Oh, so you do it.
I know for a fact it used to be every night.
Oh, thanks!
It used to be every night until me and Tony went, every night? That's not human. Surely you can't... That's weird doing it every night.
Yeah, thanks. Still. That was actually meant to be private. Sorry? You bastard.
Oh, don't worry, we published
why is it? It's like
everyone does it.
Don't worry, all these people matter. Listening to it on the internet, they're all our friends.
Green.
We're all friends.
Green.
Anyway, everyone knows how much Luke wanks every night.
Gallons.
Even the Pope does it.
No, I can't reveal any more information than that.
Why not? Do you do it every night?
Right. No, I don't. I can't say anything because that's just going now.
Only once a day.
Good luck, John. Good luck.
Right, I'm addicted.
It's time for...
Totally addicted.
Not a new feature.
Yeah, but she's not there every day, is she?
It's called the Corrupted Wish Game.
No,
okay.
I think what we should
do
before
we
do
game
that...
This is.
I think before we do that game, because we don't have to play that with Ben, we should do stupid things that Ben has said.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Stupid things.
Right.
Here we go.
Now you see, it's been a while since we wrote this down. I can remember him saying, but I can't remember what the lead up to the conversation was.
I might remember that.
It's because you had a cold, didn't you?
I came up to school with a chest infection and a cold at the same time.
That's pretty bad.
And it was really bad. And I cycled up to school, right? And I didn't have a coat because I left my coat at school. So I was just in a t-shirt and trousers with no underpants. And I got to school and I was about dead because I'm not the fittest person at the best of times.
Not quite dead.
And I collapsed in a chair and I'd only come to school to do a podcast. And then they told me they weren't doing it because Ben had to go.
Can we get on with it? Because
it's a paedophile thing. Well, anyway, I was describing my ordeal much like this. I actually said, I just cycled to school like Billy O to get here, meaning really fast. But
I'm sorry.
But then Ben chimed in with a nugget of wisdom and went, "Who's Billy O?"
See, because I was trying to make a physical joke, but it just didn't go down. I know Billy O was just
a
spiritual
joke,
and it was meant to be a joke, but you took it that I didn't actually know who Billy O was. I fully know that it's just
a physical joke.
The people use.
Why?
Ben, there's a lot of sticks back on the snail.
You say a physical joke. Is that it's like
instead
of. Spiritual
I was actually joking, but you took it that I didn't actually know
who Billy
O
was. Oh, I don't think you were joking. I think that's an excuse.
No, it's not. I knew that it was... I just thought I'd say it because there was silence.
There wasn't.
And I hate silences.
I was still telling my story. It wasn't silence. I only told you about the way up to school.
Okay, next one.
Just in case you can't
see
this by...
Okay.
Luke is bouncing on a chair.
Bouncy chair.
Just in case you can't see it. You can't see it.
I don't know. Just in case.
Well, it could be that the builder's outside, listen, and then...
Anyway.
It's not live.
Okay. Next
one. No, we're next to Mirrored.
This one was on a previous podcast. I think it was on 6656. It doesn't really matter.
But basically,
Luke says something about... this podcast has gotten funnier, or it'd be more funny if Ben wasn't here. And Ben chimes up with, "Oh, funnier isn't a word." Instead of saying that it wasn't grammatically correct, basically you said a word didn't exist when it obviously does.
And we just had that debate now as well.
We just had that debate.
Funny. Yeah, so maybe now.
And then you said, "Oh, it's more funny." That's how you say it. It's more funny. This podcast is more funny.
That makes sense.
Doesn't mean it makes sense.
Right.
Now, the next one is in response to Ben doing the wrong question.
The person is supposed to be mute for Ben's podcast.
In media, we're supposed to be doing our research paper doing questions.
Yes, I'll admit I'm an idiot.
Ben did the
wrong. That's not what you said after what you said.
I know it's not, and I know what it's coming on to.
Well, don't spoil it. He did the wrong question. Even though it was written on the board and he'd written it on his piece of paper. And he goes, right, he says, "John Crossley is obviously aggravating the situation, won't he, John?"
Yeah.
Obviously, saying,
"I can't let anything rest."
Keep going on about it. "Oh, we did the wrong question. You already did the wrong question." And Ben went, "All right, I'm a nonce."
Oh dear.
In context,
I didn't actually
know what a nonce was, I'm ashamed to say. And I just said it thinking, I thought nonce.
I was ashamed. I didn't know what nonce was.
Is that what you told the police, Ben?
I didn't know. I had a job bent over.
I'm ashamed to say.
I didn't know what a nonce was, therefore I said it. I shouldn't say things that I don't know what they mean. That's the moral of the question.
And where are you going after?
Yeah, but you said it again. You did it again. You said you were a faggot as well.
No, but what you said, he didn't even deny it afterwards.
No, he just went,
"Ben, you know a nonce is a paedophile."
Yeah.
Okay.
I like this pasta.
Yeah, because I'm sick of denying things and saying, "Oh, I'm not this," because you'll obviously turn around and say, "Well, you are."
Why deny it anymore?
Yeah.
Tell everyone.
Come
tell
out the closet. Come out that small closet with flowers painted.
I'm a nonce.
Full of children's clothes.
Which I'm not.
where are you going?
I thought you said you were sick of denying things.
To do work experience to become a teacher at a primary school.
Where is the work experience?
Greenfield Primary School.
Case closed, Your Honour. No objections.
Case closed.
There you go. Dan Smith's one.
No. I think John's got one after it. Now, I don't know the context of this stupid thing that Ben said. But I know that I've got a younger sister, and I know how old she is in relation to me. Ben didn't think anyone would know that his younger sister was younger than him, and so said this: "I've got a little sister who's younger than me."
Obviously implying the little is going to be younger, and I can't believe now you've said that. I can't remember saying that, I can't believe I said that.
We were talking about... sister, and someone made a joke saying, "Oh, something about Ben loves his sister, blah 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 blah. Ben's got a younger sister," and Ben goes, "Oh, I do have a little sister, and she is younger than me."
Got to stay in the office.
Thinking about it, could have meant, "I've got a little sister, she's short."
She is shorter than me, and younger.
Put it in context, right? I've got a huge brother, really big. He's my big brother. He's younger than me, right?
Yeah, that's
what I meant.
Yeah. He doesn't really have a little brother.
He's huge.
He's equally as tall as you, and you are.
Hands up for letting Ben off that one.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to let him off that one.
Maybe we should say.
I think it's still
a
ridiculously stupid thing to say.
Because my friend's
all opposed.
Thank you.
Nay.
What? You're welcome.
Yeah. And the last one, I think there's one more. Stupid things Ben said.
Oh yeah, I've changed it to stupid things Ben says and does.
No, it's alright.
You can do that one if you want.
No, you're alright.
I did the wrong question.
Leave me out as usual.
No, that really is funny though. They have to be told about that. You can't let our viewers not hear about that.
Yeah, because the viewers...
Hang on. I don't know if you get the content. We don't have viewers.
We have
listeners.
I sit there and watch it. I watch the bar go across the screen.
Really slowly,
moving second by second.
In case you see us.
Like a paper boat downstream.
Like life on time.
Anyway, but can I say that one? That's my favourite one, that is. That last one, can I say it? It's so funny.
It did the
question.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't even need this. It's so funny I've told that many people. Right, we're in media studies, and this is brilliant. There's a question written on the board. One question is written on the board, with no other questions around it. And the teacher said, write this question down on your piece of paper, which Ben did. Then he said, answer this question. Somehow, Ben, having written the question down on the paper, answered a different question. it's two questions on a media paper. The one we had to do, and another one. He did the other one. How do you do the other one? That is brilliant.
Begs belief.
Idiocy at its finest.
Idiocy.
Should we finish off with a quick round of the Corrupted Wish game?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you've never played this before, it's like...
We're using it. Sorry, we're just giving Charles the swear jar.
Oh, that's
not me.
Anyway, I'll just get this
right.
On. If you've never played the Corrupted Wish game...
What about a song?
I'll explain. What it is you present someone with their wish. So Ben's wish.
Do a song, people.
Give me a wish.
Any wish you like.
I wish to be married to Jessica Simpson.
So Ben wants to be married to Jessica Simpson.
Now,
however, if he wants to achieve
that,
he has to commit a consequence for that action.
I want to have sex with Jessica Simpson because she's so thick.
You said married, and I'm going to say, granted, you're married to Jessica Simpson, but she's dead. Hence, I corrupted his wish.
That's a good one, Matt.
And then I would then go.
Owen Jenkins is in the building. Owen, can you give us a wish, mate? Give us a wish. We're doing the Corrupted Wish game. Therefore, we have to corrupt your wish.
Did you get the part?
No, I didn't. Get the part. This is Rira Rocky. No, I got the part of Prince.
Oh,
and Jack got the part of Galileo. So well done to Jack.
Jack.
Woo.
I saw it.
Yeah, we all saw it. What did you think of that?
Nah, full respect to him.
Why not?
No, I didn't call him in. Jeez.
Why are you making the wanker sign? Owen's just come in, yeah, and you're giving him abuse.
Call him a wanker.
Just put your penis
where's your...
You punched Ashley? What are you punching Ashley for?
Yeah, he's just saying,
man,
there's no one doing it.
Nice to meet you.
Anyway.
We'll go around in a circle. We'll start with Ashley. Ashley, make a wish.
I wish for the power to lift mountains with my bare hand.
Goodbye! Ben Marshall likes to bum little boys.
Sorry? Hang on. Are we going to play the Corrupted Wish game?
He likes to nick penises.